This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, Clemson looked good in their 38-10 bludgeoning of the North Carolina Tar Heels, Cole. But what does it actually mean to beat up on a tiny little kid the way that Clemson did? It's like being an NBA star and you're playing your 10-year-old son at a pickup game. And you're swatting his shots and you said, oh, I beat you. What does it actually mean to smack down the North Carolina Tar Heels right now? Not a lot. Welcome in to Wire to Wire. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel Tolos. Appreciate you jumping in to the stream already on the show. Awesome to be back after 6 days off, man. I almost forgot how to get here.
Must be nice.
a lot of time was spent at the house because I'm getting auto repairs done and it's going to be like 5 G's and I'm not happy about it at all. So that's why I had to come back to work. Okay, I had to start making that scratch again.
But, you know, the interesting thing about what you just asked is typically Diesel, your name's Diesel. See, you've been gone so long, I don't even know how to pronounce your name.
Deezer. Hey, if I get old, I'd be a geezer and I'd be a Deezer.
Yeah, that's right. You have 6 days, I don't know how to say Diesel. I think what's so strange about the question that you just asked is I don't know if I have an answer. And the reason I say that is here's what's great about it. You said, what does that mean? Well, initially, Diesel, I would think, okay, it means that Clemson's got a little momentum. They look good offensively in the first half. They're back in the win column. However, the reason I tell you I don't know if I can answer that is I also thought this team would learn a lot from playing in the college football playoff a season ago against Texas. And I bought into the offseason theory that them being in the college football playoff would provide them with a lot of experience and return on their investment for 2025. And guess what? That didn't happen. So to answer your question, it should give them confidence. But do we truly know with this team?
I guess what we've seen so far this season for Clemson, a 2-3 start.
Right.
Losses to LSU, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, hard-fought victory against Troy. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And a beatdown of North Carolina coming off a bye. Is it nothing is guaranteed, right?
That's right.
Just because your roster is loaded with 4- and 5-star guys, just because Phil Steele put you in the top 5 of every position group in his preseason magazine, just because you got rid of some bum DC and you brought in the guy that ran an amazing offense at Penn State last year, and you got Dabo Swinney, and you got a third-year offensive coordinator, and you got a fourth-year player at quarterback, that doesn't mean that you're going to go out there and be great. Look at what we've seen all across college football. We thought Texas was going to be great. They suck. We thought Penn State was going to be great. They lost to UCLA. I mean, there are no Notre Dame is struggling the first couple weeks of the season. There are no guarantees in this game. There's no guarantees that you hire the right guy with the right pedigree and the great resume that he's instantly going to come in and flip a switch and make your team more successful.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket over there?
I got one right
here. Do you have a mouse in your body? You said we thought Penn State. Well, I will tell you at 5 o'clock, I promise you, Diesel, there was no we there. Finally, I looked right on something. And boy, what a travesty to use a Dewey word that was over the weekend. We'll get to that later in the show as well. But you're right. I mean, ultimately, there are still unknowns because it's not like Clemson went out and beat Oregon this weekend.
It's true.
You play who's in front of you. Clemson played North Carolina. They took care of business. They looked really good in the first half. So, like, yeah, you check the boxes, but does it change how we think about this team? I don't know that it does, right?
Not a lot at this point. Dewey says Clemson did not look good. They looked good for one half. Then it's hard to tell with Dewey because his message, then the third and the fourth, and they still suck. Whatever Dewey is trying to say, I get the point of what you're trying to say, Dewey.
Yeah. He's trying.
Just work on your syntax.
He's trying.
Just a little bit. No, it's funny. I remember, and I'm going to bring it up with Grayson Mann at 420. I remember asking him 2 weeks ago, is this the most needed buy in college football so far this season? And by God, it really felt like they needed it. We also have spent a lot of time saying, well, why don't they bench Cade and bring in Christopher Vezina? By God, he is not ready to be a quarterback.
You think?
He is
for how long?
Not ready to start for the Clemson Tigers. So as much as you may be scratching your head about this season so far, Clemson fans, you ought to be, wringing your hands a little bit about what's going to happen next season, because Christopher Vezina, I recall seeing at least three times he should have been picked off. And I think two of those might have even been on the same drive, and they were called back. One was just egregious. They're all egregious. They're all bad.
Yeah, I think the biggest question I have, Diesel, for the Clemson fans out there at 844-326-3663 is, did Saturday's win change your mind or alter your thoughts or
well,
change how you feel about this year's team? I want to know from Clemson fans.
I know that we only got half of a game, and Clemson was never pressured offensively by Max Johnson and the North Carolina Tar Heels.
God,
how gross was that shot of Max Johnson's leg all filled with stitches? It was like,
it wasn't as gross as their offense
was. Hip bone to knee bone, all stitches. And they were saying he was laying there in the hospital bed holding his femur together.
Yeah.
That's so gross. But we knew Clemson was not going to be pressured by this North Carolina defense. They were not going to be pressured by the North Carolina offense. So essentially, it was a scrimmage against your twos or maybe your threes on your roster. That's the kind of competition that Clemson played. But hey, I like the fact that they came out with a trick play immediately. I like the fact that Cade Klubnik was actually hitting his receivers. He was making good decisions. Finally, I mean, this is what Clemson should have been doing to this team, to all teams. I mean, outside of maybe LSU, all of their games should have looked like that to this point.
And especially the Troy game.
Like, but it's good to see it. It's good to finally see it.
It was, but you look at what happened Saturday, 38-10. You mentioned the 28 points in the first quarter there. They should have done this to Troy. And I think, like, going back to our conversation of how does Saturday change Clemson fans' thoughts on the team, Diesel, I don't know that it does drastically. However, this is the way you should have looked against Troy. This is the way you should have looked at times against Syracuse. We all know that Steve Angeli made it tough on you. Steve Angeli was a good quarterback, but Syracuse defense is not a top-notch elite defense to where, they really held Clemson down. No, this is what you should have looked like in those previous games. So while we may not know a ton in terms of how we now feel about Clemson, while our thoughts may not have changed drastically, I think the positive is you did find a little bit of something there in the first quarter, second quarter. You scored you scored 7 points, Diesel. Now, after that, you didn't score again. You scored 3 points in the fourth quarter, 0 in the third. So, to your point, the backups didn't look great. But
no. Maybe,
just maybe, that first quarter provided enough for Garrett Riley and Cade Klubnik to be able to build off of it. Because, look, if we're being eternally optimistic here, there's still a lot of football out there. Maybe they can reel off six or seven in a row, Diesel, I don't know, and maybe be back in the top 25 at the end of the season. But I just don't know ultimately that Saturday changes the thoughts on a lot of Clemson fans.
Madcraft thinks that he knows something about Dewey. He says in the stream, I know one of Dewey's secrets. And Cole, you and I have debated for a year, year and a half, almost 2 years that we've been doing this show. Is Dewey, the Dewey that we know, is that Dewey a real person?
Ooh.
Or is that a character, right? Is that a bit? Is that a fake person? Is he shining us every time he calls in with this goofy, I chew on paint chips kind of persona? I thought Madcraft was going to say he knows that Dewey is a big fake faker. But he says Dewey is going to be Diesel for Halloween this year. He just doesn't want anyone to know.
Well, you know what? We did not discuss that last week, I promise. So if that's new news, Diesel, it's new news to me as well. I did not know anything about that, but I think that's a great idea. I would like to see Dewey dressed up as Diesel.
That's fun, because I knew who my Halloween costume is going to be.
You do?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to see it on... What day of the week
that's
is Halloween
a Friday.
Even on this year?
See, I won't even be in here.
It's
I'll
on
be
a Friday.
And I'll be on location.
So are we going to have to do Halloween on Thursday, the 30th? Are you going to dress up?
I could dress up as a broadcaster on Friday. How about that?
Well, nobody's ever accused us of dressing up as professionals.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true.
Do you want to do costumes on the 30th? Would you do costume with me? If I do
depends
a costume,
depends what kind it is. Depends.
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, you can be whatever you want to be. Yeah, I have to think of what I should. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. As long as it's not a long-suffering Dallas Cowboy fan, because you dress up as that every single day.
But not today. Not today, baby. How about them Cowboys? Well, I don't care if the Dolphins or who do we play, the Jets. I don't care if the Jets suck.
Kane says, I still believe in Clemson. Glad they had a big win and still rooting for them. Not expecting a lot, but still rooting for them. P. Digit says, zero change in my perception. I agree about Vezina and thought Pierman looked better. You know, I was even noticing that Vezina was still in with the ones. You know, most of the ones were still in. Even though Cade had been taken out of the game, I thought, okay, good. They're giving Vezina live reps, and they're not putting him out there with the twos and the threes that are going to drop the ball anyway because they're not quite ready. They put him out there with the ones, and he looked awful.
Hey, how about this? This is just literally breaking news. I just saw it pop in our emails, Diesel. It's not Clemson related, but it is breaking news. South Carolina and Miami have just today canceled their home-and-home.
Boo!
Football series.
Boo!
2026 next year, the Gamecocks were supposed to go to Hard Rock. No, they were supposed to host Miami, and in 2027 they were supposed to go to Hard Rock. So that series has been canceled
as of just now. A result, you think, of the ACC going to 9 games?
Has to be, right?
Yeah, that
has to be.
Sucks. This is a great matchup. I wanted to see it.
Yeah, Steve Fink just had it on Twitter as well.
Call him up. Tell him it's a terrible decision.
Wow. That's crazy. So a little bit of breaking news, Gamecock fans. Your series with Miami coming up in the next 2 years is no. Yeah, you're right. It has to be because of the new.
Got it.
The 9 conference. Yeah.
So not that this helps. Okay. I mean, this is a lot of sugarcoating here. If you look at the 3 teams that Clemson has lost to this season, and I do make a distinction about Syracuse when they still had Angeli as quarterback and after Angeli
different
as
team.
Quarterback, completely different team. Clemson's 3 losses this season have come to teams that are a combined 12-2. LSU's got 1 loss, Georgia Tech's undefeated, Syracuse was 3-1 after beating Clemson. So, I do put a little asterisk on that Syracuse team. But their 3 losses came to really good football teams and teams that have proven after they played Clemson that they're still really good football teams. If Clemson had lost those games close, I'd say, man, there's still a shot, right? But maybe they found something in the first half of that game. Maybe they recaptured their mojo, their swag, whatever it may be. I think, Cole, this Clemson team, there's a okay shot that they could run the table down the stretch. And if they play like that down the stretch, they could run the table. And would you think that an 8-game win streak Clemson Tiger team is like anywhere remotely close to the fringe of maybe an at-large berth?
No.
No? Not even close?
No. Now, look.
Their only hope is for everybody above them to lose and somehow backdoor their way into the ACC title game again, huh?
I don't mind playing this role. I don't mind like playing super positive what could Clemson do, but if we play that role, like they still have those three losses. So, okay, if they go beat Boston College next week, which they will, right?
Right. What if they smoke Boston College? I'm talking to a tune of like 52-6.
Well, they'll still be 3-3, and that's my problem.
But they'll look good doing it, and if they can continue that down the stretch, so, I mean, you could say, and again, I get that this is sugarcoating and silver lining as much as I possibly can. If they went on a run and look good every game, they'd be one of the hottest teams in the country.
So, okay, to play that narrative, I think what would have to happen is if we're going to do that, so the right now they're 2-3. If they just whooped Boston College, whooped SMU the next week, SMU's a good team. So you're talking about all of a sudden 4-3 after the SMU game.
Wait, and SMU's only FBS win is a Steve Angeli-less Syracuse.
That's true, too. So, yeah. So you go beat the next two, and all of a sudden you're 4-3. You're 3-2 in conference, 4-3 overall. You'll wax Duke, you're 5-3. Then you host Florida State playing this scenario, playing this game, Diesel. If you just waxed Florida State, you'd be 6-3. Okay, then the next Friday you're at Louisville. Let's say they wax Louisville, 7-3. We all know they're going to wax Furman, 8-3, and then they go to South Carolina. So you're saying out of the last, let's say, 4, 5, 6 games, they just run roughshod and just absolutely light it up offensively. Mm-hmm. We're talking 50 points, maybe 60 points here and there, right? South Carolina, they hang 40 on South Carolina, right? Just dreaming here. Playing this game, they would still be a 3-loss team that has no shot in my mind of making it without that conference. So then you're asking, what would Florida State and the rest of the guys, Georgia Tech, have to do? What would Miami have to do? Because that's what you're essentially asking now, right?
Right. They'd have to prep the band in an historic way.
And, man, is that going to that's just
– Or they need Virginia to fall apart.
Right. It'd be far-fetched. Josh on Twitter says, I feel good about the Boston College matchup, but I don't like the Duke matchup at all. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, man. Like, there's so many what-ifs. And by the way, Josh, appreciate you watching the show.
They beat a good NC State, and they beat a pretty good Cal.
And again, you're going to have to, like, I know Clemson's not in the SEC, and I know the schedule is favorable, it's doable, it's manageable, right? But at the end of the day, Diesel, you're still going to have to make sure that old Clemson that – we saw in the first 4 weeks of the season doesn't rear its ugly head again. And do I think Clemson's better today? I do. Do I think Clemson's what today? Do I think Clemson's what we expected them to be going into the season? No, I still don't think because of one North Carolina win, Diesel, I'm not going to sit here and pretend Clemson's back to what we talked about them being, because they did score a bunch of points in the first quarter. They did, and defensively they looked fine at times, but. Again, you have to kind of take it for what it is.
No. Not dominant defensively. We appreciate our good friend down at Clemson, Ross Taylor, who sends out game notes every week. Some interesting little things you maybe didn't know about that North Carolina win for the Clemson Tigers. That's Clemson's 7th straight win over UNC. It ties the longest streak in this series by either team. Clemson snaps a 2-game losing streak. They've not lost 3 in a row since 2010. Dabo joins. This is a fun one. Dabo Swinney joins Jim Harbaugh, Steve Spurrier, Bill Cowher, Gary Kubiak, Eric Mangini, Mike McCarthy, Dick Juergen, Tony Dungy, Herm Edwards, Dick Vermeil, and Romeo Crennel as the 12th coach to ever beat a Nick Saban and Bill Belichick coach team. That's cool.
That's cool. That
and,
is.
And Dabo is 18-5 coming off of regular season buys.
Well, you know what? Ultimately, you have to, if you're Clemson, ultimately, you have to take it 1 week at a time. And kind of like you did last year, while you take it 1 week at a time, you have to have some help. I just don't think they're going to find that rabbit's foot 2 years in a row. And I know this Clemson team last year was a lot better than they have been in the first 4 or 5 weeks, Diesel, of this year's season. But talking about the kind of help they would need this year to somehow make it into the conference or somehow make it into the college football playoff, you're talking about just a drastic atomic bomb
even
of chaos.
Even if there's the continued chaos in the SEC, like Texas losing this past weekend. Like, even if we saw Ole Miss take a loss that they shouldn't take,
sure.
If we saw A&M take a loss that they shouldn't take, so now you're starting to put warts on all of the SEC teams. And if Clemson, again, this is a crazy, crazy long shot. Even if they somehow found this magic, kept it going, and were putting up half a hundred every week, not good enough to surpass, you know, an ugly loss Ole Miss?
No.
And that's the conversation, Diesel, you and I had 2 weeks ago. It's the same conversation Rob and I had on the show Friday was, you know, we're going to have this conversation with somebody. Is it going to be Clemson or is it going to be somebody else, whether it be an Ole Miss team or a Tennessee team or somebody who's got two or three blemishes, but you're talking about an ACC team maybe with only one or two blemishes. That conversation is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. I just don't know what it'll take. Kane asked on the YouTube stream. He says, when will you consider them back, Cole? Would it take winning every game? Serious question. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. So that's a good question. So,
yeah.
Again, Kane says, what would it take for me to consider Clemson back? Like, back? Kane, I think it would take them beating a quality opponent and doing it consistently outside of the conference. So, look, they play in the ACC.
So you're almost saying they can't achieve that this year.
Pretty much.
I mean, Louisville and Florida State are the two remaining ranked teams on this schedule that you would widely consider to be a really good team.
And again, not being disrespectful,
Duke,
Kane, but like, here's what I'm not going to do. And I'm glad you brought this up because I think that's a really interesting point. What I'm not going to allow myself to do, Kane, and what I would encourage Clemson fans to also avoid, don't allow what happens the rest of this year to completely allow yourself to think that this team's back. And there are, again, we know there are people in the media and radio stations that will tell you that that's happening. And, you know, let Clemson roll off or reel off six in a row, Diesel. I promise to God there will be people who are claiming this team should be a dark horse to somehow sneak in somehow, some way to the college football playoff. Are there enough exams? Are there enough exams this season? And this is a legitimate question to you, Diesel, to Clemson fans out there, and any college football fan out there. When you look at their schedule and talk about Clemson being back, this is a simple yes or no answer. And texters, Tolos, please text in on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. Yes or no? 844-326-3663. To answer Kane's question, Diesel, I think ultimately we have to have the conversation of and ask the question, are there enough exams remaining for Clemson on this year's schedule to really believe that all of a sudden, based on the data points available, that they're back? That's the question that we have to ask in order to answer Kane's question of when will we consider them back. If you say in your heart of hearts that yes, there are enough data points remaining, there are enough exams on this year's schedule, then you can check that box and say, okay, I can find a way for them to be back. But if your answer to my question is no, then you can't provide an answer to Kane's question because there just aren't enough data points. And ultimately, I don't believe the answer to that is yes. I believe the answer is no. There aren't enough remaining quality data points, tough exams, Diesel, for them to check off.
Well, Kane, I'll put it this way. Cole just put an amorphous out there in the middle of nowhere, out in the ether kind of answer. I'm going to give you a real answer here, okay? Mm. It's going to take three performances like that. Three of them. I got one. There's an old saying, once is an anomaly, twice is a coincidence, three times is a pattern. And if they can do it three times in a row, if they can show 3 weeks in a row, relatively mistake-free football, Cade Klubnik making the right reads, Adam Randall actually being able to run the ball on the ground, because for crying out loud, he is their RB1, but he's a terrible running back. Let's be real. He's a terrible running back. He's had one good game all season long. But they got to do this multiple times in a row to prove to me that this team is back. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to just be back to that 85% chance to win every game and they're going to beat everybody by 40 points. That still remains to be seen. So there's always ways to take a step back on this. Cole, I don't know if you saw this during the broadcast, because were you watching on TV? You went to Columbus
this
weekend.
Yeah, I was watching on my phone on YouTube.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you happen to catch this audio that they played multiple times throughout the broadcast? This is a clip of a student at North Carolina who's gone viral. Anna Yee is her name.
Oh, I did see this.
And she was talking about what it was like to be on campus when North Carolina lost to TCU in week one.
TCU was, I went to that game, and that was one of the saddest feelings I've had in university so far. And I've failed midterms before, so that's saying something.
I saw that.
It's
funny, but she's right. So we hadn't even got to like the North Carolina side of it, which we will. But last thing I'll say, to your point, and to Kevin's point on Facebook as well, I hear you. And yes, you're right. Once could be an epiphany, twice could be, and then three times you might have a little bit of your substance there. However, the reason I can't jump on board with you on that theory, Diesel, is there's a lot of people that can go out there and hit a four-foot putt when nobody's watching. But if you're going to go out there and hit a four-foot putt when there's 3,000 people around the green, it's a different story.
I can two-putt with the best of them.
Okay, my point being, and kind of to Kevin's point on Facebook, yeah, they can go reel off three really good ones in a row of this schedule. And to his point, they should be able to. So I'm not saying like I'm going to discredit Clemson for the rest of the year. I think they truly can get better. But for me, I've got to see it against quality competition because, you can win the ACC, you can go play, and you're not going to win the ACC this year. You can go do whatever you want to do against SMU and Boston College and Louisville and Florida State. Are you truly one of the best teams in the country? And I think the answer to that's obviously no.
And truthfully, what do we know about this Florida State team? There's up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
Tiger Pal Rachel says Clemson can't be back this year. They can move in that direction, but they can't be back unless they win out and then meet expectations next. Yeah. W with a period. Don't know what that means, Tiger Pal Rachel. This is what confuses me about Dewey, Cole, because when he messages in on the stream, it doesn't make any sense. But when Dewey texts in, he says, mistake-free football the remainder of the year, a bowl win, and show some accountability, and then maybe they are back. Do we have two Deweys?
No, that's a smart Dewey.
Is this, you know, smart Dewey texts in.
Maybe Dewey's just not good on
the— I'm not going to use the D word, but other Dewey on the stream is all over the place.
Maybe it's just a keyboard.
It's like Farmer Freb.
Is there a different keyboard for typing on the stream opposed to a text message? I don't know. But the point of the conversation is there's still meat left on the bone. There's still TBD. There's still to be determined because ultimately Clemson plays in the week conference, and a lot of Clemson fans out there over the next 6 weeks, if they do reel off six or seven in a row, a lot of Clemson fans will be right back on that juice, on that Kool-Aid, believing that they are back. That's a fact of the matter. Diesel, let's go around the NFL in the very next segment. Biggest storylines from what happened in a crazy
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wild NFL weekend that's not even over yet. That's next. Your biggest takeaway from what happened in the NFL this weekend, Tolos, was what? There's plenty to choose from, whether it's Thursday night as the 49ers take down the Rams, who were an 8.5-point underdog on Thursday night football, or is it Spencer Rattler getting his first career win over the weekend? How about that? The Denver Broncos knocking off Philadelphia, handing them their first loss of the weekend. The Carolina Panthers getting a win, or could it be the Baltimore Ravens at 1-4? Are you kidding me? The Arizona Cardinals absolutely crapped the bed. That could be the biggest takeaway from the weekend. The Chargers did not look good either. Or you could choose last night, the New England Patriots taking down the undefeated Buffalo Bills in their house. What a wild, wild NFL weekend it was. And we have to start with what's here locally. How about those Carolina Panthers winning a game, Diesel, but however, just absolutely killing their draft stock right now? What the heck are they doing?
Yeah, even in a win, Bryce Young looked terrible. I don't know how to feel about this team.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this franchise. I know full well how I feel about this quarterback. In that he sucks.
He didn't look great.
No. 19 of 30 for 198, two touchdowns, an interception, a fumble lost, three sacks for minus 19 yards, QBR of 38.
Yeah. And they beat a bad Dolphins team.
But they were down 17-0 to a bad Dolphins team. Sure. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You can't let yourself get down 17 points. You shouldn't have to score 17 in the second half, 14 in the fourth quarter to come back and beat the Dolphins. This Carolina Panthers team, you can see there's talent out there. But they're just not good at putting it together.
They're not. And I think ultimately there are a lot of different factors that go into that. And here's where I think I've settled in on, Diesel, and this might not be the popular answer. But I think in football, at all levels, high school, college, and pro, there's so much to be said about what stability and an elite quarterback can do for your football team, either lifting the team or allowing the team to fall to certain, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like we've seen from the Carolina Panthers. And ultimately, I know it's not a really popular answer in these parts, but I just don't know ultimately that Bryce Young's the guy who can consistently elevate this team to consistency. And that C word, consistency, that's what they don't have right now.
No, and you know, you talk about tanking draft stock. I don't know if you mean that in the sense of going out and drafting a game-changing quarterback this year or whatever position group you may be thinking of. You know, I'm thinking about who might be coming out this year. Talking about Lenora Sellers, John Mateer, Carson Beck.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to be brokenhearted if you don't get one of those three guys?
No, you're not going to be. So I don't think there's enough out there right now.
Maybe it doesn't hurt them that much to win a couple of games and be there in that 5-15 range, because you could still go get a really good running back or a really good offensive lineman or whatever it may be.
You could.
Pick your poison and still be in that good spot and wait until next year. One more year of Bryce Young after this, and then go draft a quarterback.
And the thing about it is, when I go back to the word consistency, you look at the Panthers, there's just not the consistency there. Like, Bryce Young is up, he's down. Your running back room is up and down. Your defense is up and down. Rico Dowdle, what a day that guy had yesterday. 206 rushing yards. So the former Dallas Cowboy, the former Carolina's native Diesel showed out. But you don't get that from Rico Dowdle. Now, post-game, Rico Dowdle's in there talking trash about the Cowboys coming to town next week. But my whole thing is, like, if I'm a Panthers fan, I want to say, Rico, you showed up one game this year. Like, show up more than one game, and then we'll talk trash. By the way, Eric Collins, the Hornets announcer, he sounded great yesterday. Maybe that's the biggest takeaway from the Panthers. I mean, did you hear this? I mean, if you didn't, he was sensational.
Hand off on second down. Look at this! Dowdle still on his feet! What an afternoon for Rico Dowdle!
So, I mean, they've got good announcers. They've got exciting,
when is charismatic announcers. And his voice will stop breaking.
They've got very, very charismatic announcers, Diesel. I think ultimately, Carolina Panther fans, I don't want to be the guy that says you shouldn't celebrate a win. You should 100% celebrate a win. You should. Every win in the NFL, you should celebrate. But ultimately, what does it change big picture? Does that win, going back to the conversation we just had about Clemson, does that win yesterday make you feel better about this season? I guess you could look at it from the standpoint of, okay, we know how to respond. Even when we're down, this team can still come back. You said down 17 points.
Yeah.
Panthers had no business winning that game yesterday. None.
Right.
Right.
But to me, it was Bryce still making terrible decisions. That is that throw, like the first interception, right into double coverage. He's just not seeing the field at all.
I just don't know that the guy's that good.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. You know, so many people want to tell you after he has a couple of good games that he's this great quarterback. I just don't know that Bryce Young's that good in the NFL.
I think those people just so badly want to be right about Bryce. These are the people that no matter how bad he's played, oh, he's really good. Just give him time. He'll figure it out.
You know, I don't know that he is.
He's going to be better. Maybe, but maybe it's just Bryce at Alabama. I know that it was the SEC, right? And the SEC is as close as you're going to get to the NFL and college football. But maybe it's you just look at some of the opponents that Alabama played, and his talent, his elusivity, his speed, his intelligence was good enough to show out at that level. But you get up here, up to the NFL, and it's a different story. Texter says Bryce Young will go somewhere else, just like the rest of them, and become a viable starter in about 3 to 4 years.
Maybe he does. I'm not saying he can't. I just don't know. Like, I don't know that he does, man. I really don't know. Now, that was one wild story. Last night, another wild story. Drake May, North Carolina Tar Heel, leads the New England Patriots to a 23-20 win over the Buffalo Bills. So, Diesel, you remember preseason, I predicted the Eagles and the Bills to play in the Super Bowl, and I predict the Bills to win the game. Both teams were undefeated going into yesterday, but both teams all of a sudden just goes to show how quick the NFL can change in this week-to-week league. The Eagles didn't look great yesterday. The Buffalo Bills didn't look great last night. And I think the biggest takeaway I learn every single year about the NFL, Diesel, is that it truly is a week-to-week league. Anything can happen. The Denver Broncos looked like a good team all of a sudden. They're 21-17. They were on the verge of having a losing season. Now they're 20. The New York Jets, the first time Aaron Glenn, the New York Jets led coach, has ever started 0-5. The Jets are absolute dumpster fire right now. The Giants, they get Jackson Dart back. 1 week, they look fantastic. The next week, they can't beat the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints get their first. My point being, there's just so much. Like, the NFL is truly a new year every week. Like tonight, for example. You have the Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. Most people are going to pick Kansas City tonight. Most of the money is going to be on Kansas City. Just because of the craziness of the NFL, I'm going to pick Jacksonville tonight.
Who would have thought that we'd be saying that the Colts are the most consistent team in the NFL right now?
Daniel Jones is the most consistent team, right? Like, everybody saw that coming.
What? This doesn't make any sense.
No, and that's my whole point. It is just, like, there's so much wildness. There's a little bit more parity. The 49ers, like I said when you were out Friday, Mac Jones comes in for Brock Purdy, and Mac Jones looks better than Brock Purdy. They 26-23 win over the Rams. To your point, the Colts blew out Las Vegas. I just don't know.
I know that this isn't a thing and you couldn't actually implement it, but would it be more fun? Would college football be more fun if you implemented some form of like a talent cap on rosters? Like if you let's just pretend you use like the star rating system, as flawed as that is, you can get a total number of, I can't even do the math on this, 250 points. So all the 5 stars and the 4 stars and the 3 stars can't add up to more than 250 points or 200 points or whatever it may be. And so if your team is at 198 points and your cap is 200, guess what? You can't sign that 5-star. He's got to go somewhere else. Would that make college football more fun?
It might.
It would add parity.
It'd be
interesting. Parity is fun. That equals more fun.
And by the way, I just want to point out right now that through, and I know there are a lot of good players in the NFL right now, through the first few weeks, Dak Prescott looks like the MVP of the NFL. I mean, this guy is just playing.
Don't worry, it won't last.
Well, it might not, but this guy is playing at an elite level right now. And Stafford's good. He's had 1,500 yards or something like that this season. But what Dak Prescott's done, you go look at the season he's had, the consistency, the high-level throws he's making. I'm going to celebrate it for as long as I possibly can right now because he's taken care of the football. 10 touchdowns already this year. Quarterback rating through the roof. A completion rating, you know, I mean, there aren't many quarterbacks that have a completion rating above 70% right now. Dak Prescott's having a sensational season, and I know it was against the New York Jets yesterday, but I don't care. I'm gonna celebrate any win I can get.
What's the name of that roller coaster that you're on again?
There's a lot of names
the
for
Cowboy
it.
Coaster?
Jerry's taking us, I don't know. There's a lot of names you could put on the roller coaster. Jerry's...
I put you on the spot. Sorry.
No, I could ask ChatGPT and come up with some pretty good names for this Dallas Cowboy roller coaster. I mean,
the Jerry Jones jitterbug.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good names for it, but ultimately, this is why we do it. Us Cowboy fans, we get so high and so low, and right now we've won a game, and we're coming off of a tie the week before that, so it's been a couple of weeks since we lost, so we're going to celebrate it. But man, I love the NFL season right now. I think there's a lot of teams out there that have a really good shot. Ultimately, I still think Buffalo is one of the better teams, and I know they lost last night, but seeing Mike Vrabel in his first year leading New England to this early success, and Drake May look good, and Minnesota looked decent. They pulled out a great win yesterday in London, and you mentioned the Colts. Like, what in the world is happening there? And Baltimore to be 1-4? Who would have thought Baltimore would be 1-4 on the season? So, It's a lot of craziness, a wild start to the NFL season. It seems like, Diesel, though, bottom line, college and NFL, the game's changing. It's not just NIL. It's not just portal. Go watch football consistently across the board right now. Football's changing, and it's just you don't have a lot of the consistencies. And Clay Hendricks talked about it on Thursday that you used to have. It's a fun time if you're a football fan.
Speaking of success, Cole, and if you want to be able to watch football consistently, because we know how hard it is to find games these days, you got to go get yourself Paramount Plus. Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Eric Hines, by the way, taking shots on the text line. He says Diesel is called the Choke Express. Fly, Eagles, fly. Hey, Eric, how'd them Eagles do yesterday, buddy? How'd those Eagles do?
Texter says Baker Mayfield has my early
it's
MVP
good point.
Vote.
That's a really good point, Texter. Yeah. Baker Mayfield's looked great. By the way, Eric Hines, one more time, always a great day when the Cowboys lose, or the Cowboys win. I ruined that
Freudian
one.
Freudian slip. I think you said what you really meant.
The Cowboys win and the Philadelphia Eagles lose. We'll take it. So sorry about that, Eric Hines, but I'm going to celebrate it today, buddy.
Our Daily Wire is coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, there's so much happening out there in these streets, Cole. We can't talk about every one of them.
Every story in
a 15-minute segment, but we can get to all of them at once, and we call it our Daily Wires.
Buzz.
The buzz happening around the sports world. You kind of tripped me up there saying buzz. Shane Van Gisbergen took home the checkered flag on Sunday at Charlotte's Roval 400. The 2025 NASCAR playoff round of 8 features Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, and Joey Logano, as the field is now set.
How about it? I don't know who's paying attention, but football season's here, and maybe there are a contingent of NASCAR fans that are, but not me.
Hey, I got a ride this morning from a guy at the auto shop. Said, you guys talk NASCAR on your show? So he cares about NASCAR.
Oh, okay.
In the Major League Baseball postseason yesterday, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 13-7, and the Mariners beat the Tigers 3-2. Toronto now leads the Yankees 2-0, and Detroit and Seattle are tied at 1-1 in their series.
Man, I'll tell you what, that New York Yankees, was I surprised to see that or what?
Hot at the right time, but not in that game.
That's rough, man. That's rough. I did not think they'd lose 2 in a row, but what do I know?
Tonight in the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Dodgers are in Philly, 6:08 first pitch. The Cubs are at the Brewers, 9:08 first pitch. The Dodgers and Brewers lead their respective series 1-0. The Burns Rebels are back in the win column after their 42-21 dominant win over Riverside. And Cole, you were on the call. They're now 4-2 on the season. They'll travel to face Gaffney on Friday, and you'll have the call right here on the Fan Upstate.
Yeah, a huge one. It just in Region 2-5A, it's big every week. But Burns Gaffney, a really, really big game this coming Friday at Gaffney. You said
kind of a slow start for Burns, slow start for Gaffney as well. So maybe these are two teams that are pretty evenly matched right now.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Tonight in the NFL, the Chiefs will play in Jacksonville at 8:15. Kansas City favored by 3.5. Wouldn't this be putting the nail in the Patrick Mahomes coffin?
I'm telling you, man.
I'm
picking Jacksonville tonight.
Yeah.
I'm picking Trevor Lawrence. There's something about the wildness, the craziness of this season. Give me Jags tonight.
I like it. Ravens coach John Harbaugh said that he's sticking with his DC, Zach Orr, following Sunday's 44-10 loss to the Houston Texans. The latest defensive meltdown in a season that continues to spiral for Baltimore. When asked if he would consider changes with Orr and the defensive staff, John said, quote, I do not think that is the answer. We have to go to work is what we need to do.
We need to stick together
is what we need to do. We need to find ourselves, and that has to do with coaches and players working together.
They can keep that guy, or they can go get somebody else.
O-R-R.
Yeah. Or.
In Charlotte, Cole, Rico Dowdle said he remembers a time early in his NFL career with the Dallas Cowboys when Jerry Jones didn't seem to remember his name.
That's not going to be a problem on Sunday when the Cowboys come to Charlotte on the heels of Rico Dowdle rushing for a career-high 206 yards to help the Carolina Panthers overcome that 17-0 deficit to the Dolphins. Rico said, quote, "They got to buckle up. I think they know for sure they didn't keep me there for 5 years for no reason."
Dude, we kept you as a backup. You were a backup. I don't know. I like Rico Dowdle. He's from the Carolinas. I have no issue, but what? This dude hasn't been a – like, you had one good game.
I like the confidence, though. I like the swagger.
Come on.
You know, maybe a little overconfident right now.
I hope Dallas holds him to freaking 10 yards rushing on Sunday. You kidding me?
Miami moved up to the Hurricanes, by the way. The Miami Hurricanes moved up to number 2 in the latest AP Top 25 poll. Texas and Penn State, the preseason number 1 and 2, respectively, fell all the way out of the top 25 for the first time since 2022 after losses to unranked opponents. Number 1 Ohio State, dominant in its win over Minnesota, but its 40 first place votes were its fewest since ascending to the top spot 5 weeks ago. Miami jumped Oregon, who did not play last week. Man, that's huge for Madcraft. I know he's losing his mind. Miami all the way up to number 2.
Yeah.
The question is, you know, barring an ugly loss from Ohio State, like, how can Miami jump Ohio State? Like, how impressive do they need to be? Assuming Ohio State keeps winning and Miami keeps winning, how do they jump?
That's a good question. I don't know that they do, and the reason being Ohio State doesn't play Oregon this year. So what test? They still have Penn State, but Penn State just showed us who Penn State truly always has been. Diesel, I don't know that Ohio State has enough tests the rest of the season for them to falter any.
Think so?
Yeah, I think,
you know, they'll play on the road at number 17, Illinois, this week.
That's a big one. Big noon kickoff. Maybe in the conference championship.
On the road at Wisconsin, hosting Penn State. I mean, what if UCLA – look, you should – there's no reason. There's no excuse to losing to Penn State.
To Nico.
But what if – I know, God. What if Penn State, you know, gets woken up by this, they turn it around and – all of a sudden,
what if I walk across the street and hit a jackpot for $80 million tonight, too, right? That's got about as much chance.
If you do that, would you, like, break me off a little piece? Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Deion Sanders said that he was, quote, hurting like crazy after Colorado's loss Saturday night at TCU and believes that he has more blood clots in his legs, saying, quote, "Cat's out of the bag, all right. I think I've got more blood clots. It don't make sense. I'm hurting like crazy. I'm not getting blood to my leg. That's why my leg is throbbing."
Sad,
that's scary
man.
Stuff.
Yeah, it
man.
Is. I hate that. Really.
Oregon State fired special teams coordinator Jamie Christian on Sunday and is vowing to conduct a program-wide review following an 0-6 start, which includes this Saturday's loss to my App State Mountaineers. It's their worst start since 1991.
That's not good.
It's funny, though, Carl. Reading the message boards, those Oregon State fans still really fancy themselves a Power 4, Power 5 type of team.
But they suck.
But they're not. They're not. And their conference is not recognized as a power conference anymore. Western Carolina quarterback Tayron Dickens completed an FCS record 46 straight passes.
That dude.
In their win over Wofford. Didn't throw an incomplete pass till the fourth quarter.
Is Wofford that bad? I think so.
But they didn't beat him by that much.
That's true.
So it wasn't
two
really
points, three points, something like
win.
That?
Yeah.
Wofford needs to figure out what they're not doing and maybe get some new coaches in there. I'm just saying, good grief, this is pathetic.
Last one for you. The ACC has announced kickoff times for this week. Of note, Friday night, Louisville at Miami, 7 p.m., and the Cure for Insomnia Bowl, North Carolina at Cal at 10:30 Friday night. On Saturday, Clemson will host SMU at 3:30 on ACC Network. Man, Clemson a streaming team now. FSU at Stanford at 10:30 p.m.
Those comments could get you in trouble. Clemson a stream. That's a headline right there. A streaming team. I like. Also, one more earlier today from On3 Sports. Disney has removed Paul Feinbaum from appearing on ESPN Network shows since expressing interest in running for Senate in Alabama per Clay Travis. So no Paul Feinbaum on ESPN Network at the moment. And again, I don't think anybody's surprised to see a move like that from ESPN or Disney. But
no, there are also regulatory issues about providing equal time to both candidates that are running for a job. And if he's got a 5-day-a-week TV show, that's, you know, pretty uneven for what kind of coverage whoever his opponent might be.
You're talking about
Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah, I just but them pulling him before he's even running.
Right. He should need to officially enter the race. Right. They must think he's going to do it.
Have they pulled Stephen A. off of network shows for talking about potentially running for, you know, his? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Good point.
I'm saying. It's, you know, again. This is not a political show, so I'm going to be quiet. But I will tell you, Diesel, in the very next segment, the top 25 AP has been announced. Also, you mentioned Ohio State. I am going to give our audience, as I did on Twitter, an official review on Ohio Stadium. I went to a Buckeyes game Saturday, my first one. My official review, where does it stack up with the elites across the SEC and ACC? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.